The feeling is the remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Russians in 41 regions have begun in-person voting in September 13th local elections that are viewed as a crucial test for the increasingly unpopular ruling United Russia Party. This is ahead of national legislative elections next year. About 35 million voters, some one-third of the national total, are eligible to cast ballots. As with recent constitutional referendum that could allow four-term President Vladimir Putin to remain in office for two more terms, monitors from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe were not invited to observe the vote. The elections come less than a month after the August 20th poisoning of opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who is currently hospitalized in Berlin, Germany, from the suspected ingestion of a Soviet-developed nerve toxin that his supporters blame on the anti-corruption lawyers, Kremlin foes. A U.S. Marine convicted in the Philippines of killing a transgender woman was released from prison Sunday and deported after receiving a pardon from the president of the Philippines. Lance Corporal Joseph Scott Pemberton served about half of his 10-year sentence for killing Jennifer Laud in 2014 in a Philippine motel after discovering she was a transgender woman. In a statement, he said he had spent much time contemplating the many errors in his ways and expressed his most sincere sympathy to Laud's family. Pemberton's conviction and subsequent pardon stirred controversy about the Visiting Forces Agreement, a bilateral pact regulating procedures involving U.S. military personnel in the Philippines. Many feel the agreement allows members of the U.S. forces to receive special treatment if they break the law in the Philippines. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com.